Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 17. When you have that, would you say amen? If you don't have a Bible, be look on with somebody. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everybody got it? It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I want to ask you to turn the Bible also to Deuteronomy. It's in the Old Testament, all the way back. Deuteronomy 6, chapter 6 and verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Everybody got it? And it says, it's chapter 6, verse 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And our last scripture is found in the book of Matthew. Go all the way back to New Testament to you that don't know. Matthew, St. Matthew. Amen. Chapter 6. And verse 33, when you have it, would you say amen? Amen. All right. And it says, amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All right, and I'm going to throw verse 34 in there. It says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk about today, of the title of this message is Love Not the World. Amen. Love not the world. And this is a reason to part of our problem, because we're supposed to be walking with God, but we have more encounter with the world than we do with God. Amen. To love something means you begin to be very fond of it. You begin to it's a great attachment. This is like in a relationship. I mean, you meet somebody and you begin to like them, and then, you know, you begin to like them, and you should like them before you actually say, I love them. A lot of people don't do that. They feel like love at first sight. That's why they don't stay together, because most time it's not like that. And when you love something, you like, in a relationship, you should like somebody before you just jump off and say, I love them. Because nobody loves nobody overnight. It takes time to love. Amen? So we're talking about, and here about the Bible speaking about love, not the world. To love means to attach yourself to be so very fond of, and be great friendship with something. And it's like the Lord is speaking about, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. And we, as saints, we are not supposed to wear this world, tight. We're supposed to wear it like a loose garment, because there's supposed to be a difference between the clean and unclean. People supposed to see a light, something different, not what they do. Amen. If they look at you and they don't even have God in their life, and they're living in sin and doing sinful things, and they look at you and you're doing the same thing they're doing, you can't help them. That you're not no light. So that's why we have to do things differently. We're in the world. Yes, we live in this world. We have to eat. We have to drink. We have to do things, everything the people in the world do to survive. But some things, there's just some things that draws a line that we're not supposed to do. Amen? Because if we do, that means we're attaching ourselves. And if we read that chapter 2 and verse 15, it said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And it said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So that means that what it's saying, if you love what you do in the world, you love the attachment of the world and the friendship of the world more than you do God, then there's something wrong with that picture. The love of God is not in you, because God is supposed to be first. Yeah. Amen? And it says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because you can't serve God and the world at the same time. It's going to be very hard. Amen. You're trying to walk with God, but yet you're trying to walk with your buddies, and you know they doing everything under the sun, and you're trying to walk with God, and then you're trying to do over here and do that. You kind of pulling back and forth. God don't want you to do that. That's like called straddling the fence. And after a while, you're going to go on one side or the other. You're not going to be able to stay in the middle. Can I get an amen? And it's more easier to make a choice and just say, I'm just going to walk this way. Because if you're walking with God over here, then you're straddling the fence and everything. You're not for sure about your salvation. You really don't know if you're going to make it to heaven or not, because you're in between. Amen? You got to go one side or the other side. Amen? And you can't serve the Lord, with a bipolar spirit. One minute I'm serving the Lord, and this day, today I'm serving the devil. This day I'm serving the Lord. This day. It'll drive you crazy. Amen? Amen? Serve the Lord. Keep your spirit from being torn to parts like that. Amen? By means two. That means I'm serving God over here, and I'm serving God, serving the devil over here. I'm serving two spirits. Somebody give God the praise. Don't want to do that. It makes your journey harder. And at the end of the day, you're going to say, I can't take all this stress. You're going to quit, and somebody, you're going to drop the Lord, or you're going to drop the devil. Amen. Come on, give God the praise. It say, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You read that for yourself. You see, I don't say it. The word, the Lord said, if you love the world more than you love me, you put the world before you put me. The love of me, I'm not in you the way I need to be in you. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, for all that's in the world. The Lord is saying, all is in the world. It's the lust, and it means the desire. When you say lust, most people think about sex, but it's the word lust means desire. There's any kind of desire. It don't have to just be sex. It said the love of the Father. It said for all that's in the world. Lord is telling you, all is in this world is the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the eyes, it's the lust of the flesh, what your flesh want, what you want to do, and the lust of what you see and what you desire. That's what, because we human. We feel, see, and touch. We want nothing wrong with a new house, no wrong with a new car, but we want things we can see. That's what we reach out after. A man, a woman, and the house and land, all this stuff. We reach out for stuff that we can see, we want. Nothing wrong with that. But he was saying, love not, don't be so cultivated with this, the desires of what you see and want. But love me first. It said, for all's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In other words, the pride of life would be the pleasures of this life. Yeah, people say, I'm going to have a good time. Nothing wrong with having a good time. But I'm just saying, if your priorities are not right in the right perspective, if at the end of the day, God is at the end of your agenda, or at your agenda, at none at all, but everything else is floating on the top of it. Amen. You love this world system. You love you. You know, the Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. When you're born again, you're in this world. Yes, you're in this world, but you don't operate like the world. Your agenda changes, and you begin to do the things that God wants you to do. And yet, you still take care of your business. You don't put all your eggs in the basket. You're not doing the same thing. There's supposed to be a difference. When you've been born again of the water and spirit, you say, any man be in Christ is a new creature. So, in other words, it said, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. So, that means if you're born again, and you're really born again like you need, some of that stuff that you used to do, you shouldn't be doing it. Amen. Now, I realize sometimes when people get born again, they still need to be delivered. I realize that. You know, some of the main basic stuff you should not be doing if you're born again. They say if you smoke cigarettes, you drink alcohol, you're fornicating, you're committing adultery, some of those base things you should not be the state of doing that. You didn't get truly born again if you're still doing that. Now, you may have attitude problems. You may be indifferent. You may have other little issues and stuff that you need some work on. But those basic things like that should be gone. Because God and the devil's not going to say dwell in the same temple. God's not going to be with you while you fornicating. God's not going to be with you while you committing adultery. God's not going to be at you when you cussing somebody out. When you pulling up some beer or somebody drinking, God's not in the same temple. The devil is a liar. One of them going out. Amen. So when those things happen, you're born again. Amen? Ain't no sense in psyching yourself out and fooling yourself, or me, none of us psyching ourselves out. You're not on the right track. Amen. And if you will lose your life today and tomorrow, you will not be making it to heaven. Because God don't have, people that drink alcohol going up to heaven. He has set them free down here. Somebody give God the praise. I know people don't preach it like this. They preach, everybody just do the best. Just keep smoking. You got people sitting up there before they standing almost inside the church. Almost their lips all burnt up. Almost smoking cigarette. I got cigarette hanging on. And all this. See, every time God's in the temple. The devil is a liar. Jesus do not smoke. He's not smoking. And he's not drinking. Somebody give God the praise. And it said, for all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and is not of the Father, but is of the world. And it's verse 17 said, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that do the will of God abide it forever. The Lord's letting us know what's in this world. He done named it. What did he say? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and probably like the name three things. That's a whole nutshell. That's what we get up and live for. Remember the old J's? I'm bringing all these old people that y'all. They say living for the weekend. They said party down. We living for the weekend. They living for the weekend because they gonna party down. That's what we live for. Some of us live for the weekend, ain't got nothing to do. And sometimes when we live for the week, we live for the next thing happening. We don't know what's happening. Amen? Amen. So this is what we do. This is what the flesh part of us do. We eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. Some of us, if we don't have too much entertainment, we always eating. Amen. Are we always doing this or doing that? We just, that's what we do in life. But the Lord is saying there's more to it. I want you to find out what I want you to do. Like God saved people. He don't save people just to sit on pews and stuff. I don't know what people think. They could say, I got saved. I'm just going to sit on this pew until Jesus come and get me. And while you sitting on the pew, the devil's sifting all the life out of you. Because you get bored just sitting on the pew. You got to be hearing something that's going to cause you to be a better person. And then you got to, what you listen to, you got to do something with it. You can hear it all day long, but if you don't do anything with it, it's not going to bring a change in you. But when you hear something to help you, then you begin to act upon it, it's bringing a change in you. Amen. Then you can be all what God wants you to be. Because as he's developed you and make you, then you can go help somebody else. But you can't go help nobody else and you're in the same category they are. Somebody give God the praise. This is like if I would go try to help somebody, they have an alcohol problem, or they drink, or well, and I'm drinking and smoking this weather, how can I go help them when I'm doing the same thing they doing? Amen. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. Or if I got I don't have no temperament. Amen. I don't have no temperament, and I get all unraveled. I get all out of control and everything. How am I going to come over there and help you? Amen. You got to let God work on you and develop you so you can help somebody else. Somebody give God the praise. And it says, and the world passes away and the lust thereof. The Lord's saying all this stuff is going to pass away. And it's true, because when you take the last breath, or I take the last breath, and even you've seen people that you love and know that took the last breath, that was the end of their story. Mm-hmm. Right. They're not breathing anymore. If they was a partier, they're not partying anymore. All this has come to naught. That's why each one of our life is going to come to naught one day. But what would you be doing? What would I be doing when it come to naught? Will I be serving God, living for God, or I'm going to be serving the devil when it come to naught? Somebody give God a praise. So it's like, and the world said, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man, some people try to figure out, I said, hear my pastor. by a home pastor, when he used to always say, some people try to figure out how close I can get to the world.
That's dangerous, because 9 times out of 10,
if you ain't got what you should have, then the world gonna get you. Amen. I'm gonna see how much I can just get do everything that they doing. Let me get over here. But I'm supposed to be in church. Let me get over here. When I'm in church, I look this way. When I'm out of church, I look that way. I just let everything hang out when I'm not at church. Now, you know, over here, we super spiritual over here. We don't wear that. We wear a certain dress code. When I'm over here, I'm just showing everything. You ain't hurting nobody but yourself. That's your loss. Because at the end of the day, when the devil gonna snatch you around by the neck, he gonna have you. Because you're not fully persuaded that I'm serving the Lord. And this is the way I am. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. This is the way I'm going to be. And my peers don't like it. I'm like, that's the way I'm going to be. You know, some people, they believe different things, different churches, and different things. I don't have anything to do with that. The only thing I say, you stay in your lane, I stay in my lane. And we'll get along just fine. If you want to wear a dress from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you be all choked up, that's you. If you want to wear something, amen, to look like a hoochie mama, that's you. That's not going to be me. I'm going to stay in my lane. You don't bother me, I don't bother you. Amen. I just know this is the way I do it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Love not the world, neither the things in the world. And it's not saying don't communicate with people in the world. It's not necessarily what it's saying. But I'm telling you, if they can pull something over you, amen, they can win you to the world, and you can't win them to Christ, you need to let them go. You need to let that conversation go. If they overwhelm you, and for you, when y'all leave each other and they have persuaded you in so many words, you feel like, boy, I wish I was really hanging out with them. They didn't persuade your mind. Something wrong with that picture. Yeah. Amen. They have to be walking away from you and saying, boy, it's something about them. I need to get my life together. Yeah. Amen. So that's loving the world is like attaching yourself to the world system, doing the things that, you know, especially the things that are wrong, that you know are wrong. But I'm going to do that anyway, because I just love the world. I love the world more than I love the Lord. I don't read my word. I don't know what God's requiring out of me. All I know is I just want to hang tough with the world. Hang tough with the world, you have no strength. You have no spiritual strength. You have no guidance. And when troubles and anxieties and stuff hit you, you won't know what to do. Somebody give God the praise. And it says in St. Matthew, it says, but this is what the Lord is saying. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, I will add these other things to you. The Lord is saying, when you allow me to come in your life, this is your first priority. That's really what he's saying. This is your first priority, is to seek the kingdom of God. Somebody said, well, what is the kingdom of God? The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not in things. The kingdom of God is prayer, reaching out to God, talking to God, seeking him for the will of God to be done in your life, putting those things first. And when you put those things first, and then you talk to the Lord about the things you need. Amen. He knows the things you have need of, and he wants you to talk to him, and he wants you also, when you're talking to him, to wait upon him to supply those needs. Now, if you talk to the Lord about your needs, but you go on trying to get your needs met yourself, then you ran ahead of God. So we say, seek first the kingdom of God. And the reason it says that also, because if you don't seek first the kingdom of God, it's going to be hard for you to seek after the things and then come back and get the kingdom of God. It's just hard to do. Amen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you go get, it's almost like this. If you go get a husband, you go get a wife, you go get the other stuff, amen, and you ain't got your spiritual life together like that, you're going to have all that to deal with first, and then you got to try to get the kingdom. It's going to be rough. Can I get an amen? You want to get that structure first. So that the structure that you get in the Lord is going to help you with all those other things that he added to you. But if you go get these other things first, then I'm coming back to get the kingdom. You might not get it. Amen. And you might get it like where you really need it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Your life get chaotic. The more stuff you get in your life, the more chaotic it will get. You need a structure. You need a baseline. That's why sometimes some people, you know, we all waiting on God for different things, and sometimes it might feel like it's taking a while before I get these things. But honey, God don't waste time. I'm learning that God does not waste time. Why it look like it's taking so long, he is building you and preparing you for whatever that you're asking him for. Because if he gave it to you way ahead of time, you might not even be walking with him. Because things can take you out of transit. It can. People and things and situations can take you out of the will of God. Something can happen, can blow you literally away. You be wondering, well, what's taking God so long? Who are we to say how long it's taking God? Who's been his counselor? When God tell you to pray, when God tell you to live right, when God, what you been doing with the Lord? How long, you know, do you have an agenda? Do you have a record where you've been walking with God steady? Can I get amen? I said, can you go back in your record and say, who was that in the Bible? You can command the hands of God. When you go back and tell the Lord, you know, when Hezekiah, when he turned his face to the wall, when he was great, to tell him he was getting ready to die, he began to tell the Lord all what he done. Do you have a record? Can you go back and tell the Lord what you done or how you messed up? Can you go back and tell the Lord, Lord, you know, I was faithful. You know, Lord, you know, my foot could have slipped, or I was faithful, or I could have got out the will of God, but I steady walked with you, Lord. Can you go back there, or do you have another story to say, Lord, every time something got hard, I ran? And what do you expect him to do for you? So that's your answer right there. You don't have to get upset with him. You can get your own answer. Amen. Like everybody want to Google everything. Google that in your spirit. Pop it up in your spirit. And say, let me go back here. Let me see the last thing that God did for me, that I did for him. Amen. Right. Everybody want to Google everything. Google that. You ain't even got to do your fingers with the phone. Do it in your mind. Do the math in your mind. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. But if you've been walking with him a long stretch, amen, and you know it got rough. Sometimes I'm preaching the word to y'all. Preaching the word, and I've been in some real dire situations. It's like my whole soul was in shaking, feel like on the edge. You never knew it. Because sometimes you can't let the devil see you sweat. Because if I would have told y'all everything, y'all would say, what? Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know how long she's going to be standing up. Oh God. And some people fainted, just faint, just looking at your problem. Amen. And some people help you faint because then they get to say, oh honey, is that bad? They ain't helping you, them kind of words. Amen. Amen? So you got to persevere through stuff. And I'm a witness. Every time you persevere through something, I tell you, God, I tell you, he'll move the whole world for you almost. Yes, he will. God will snatch something around for you. Like, woo. Yeah. Thank you. I done seen him do it for me many times. And he don't let you cry too long either. I said, God won't let you cry too long. Like in the spirit, oh, Lord, I'm so distressed. And well, you're doing the right thing. He won't let you cry too long. Amen. If he'll be working that situation out, fixing it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes if you're crying and you are frustrated, everything, he might try to move something out of you. Amen. He will fix it, but he got to get you straight first. Amen. Because if he don't get you straight, whatever got you in that situation going to blow it again. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Preaching and teaching today. Amen. Amen. We're going to say, Lord, I ain't got no money. You don't say money. I ain't got no money. I have no money. Lord, this and that enough. Well, do your math again. Google that again. In your math. Well, I had some money. Did I put my tithes on the top of the list first? Did I put my offering on top of the list first? Did I give pastor aid? Did I show my appreciation to the pastor? Did I give those things?
Let me check. I don't see that.
Or you can look and say, yes, yes, yes.
You say, well, the Lord said, if I give, it's going to be good.
God's going to take care of that. Amen. He's going to take care of that. I told somebody yesterday, and it was a great blessing to me. And like I said, I won't go into detail, but my income is very small. And since I'm not there on Thursdays anymore, I'm just doing computer classes. It's very short. I have dropped. I had to tell my sister yesterday, I said, I said, God's been so good to me. And been, I said, every time I look up, when my money just about gone, somebody, he sent money here, or he had somebody put money in my hand. I said, I kind of forgot. I said, my hours been dropped for like over a month now. So my check is not, it's very small. It ain't even $200. I tell y'all that y'all talking about it ain't even that. I'm like, the Lord been putting money in my hand and doing things for me. Here, lady, when we go out to eat something, somebody got my tab before I get up there. I mean, just all kind of ways. Amen. Amen. And is it this little small check? And I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm doing ministry up here. 2 days is almost enough for me, but I do the computer class, so I know stuff's going to drop. I said, as long as you take care of me, I'm all right. I don't ever know how it's coming, but it comes. But when I get that little bit small check, and I don't have that, I got bills and things to pay, my tithes come off first. Amen. I'm helping somebody today. I don't care if I don't have nothing, that my tithes come off first. You know why my tithes come off first? Because I know that's my way of getting blessed. Yeah. And then my offering, I don't just do tithes, I do offering too. Because it's supposed to be tithes and offering. Yeah. You don't give God what you want, you give a tenth of your earning. And then you give him the tithes, whatever that's a sacrificial offering, something you want to give. But your tithes is supposed to be a certain amount. Depends on what you make. Amen. Amen. And I said, if that's like I said, if you got tithes, I mean, you got, let's say if you're going to pay, let's say $28 or $48. I just round it up, make it 50, make it 30. Reason I do that, because I know that you can't be God-given. $32.05, $32.50. That's making $33. What's different? That's 50 more cents. I just give God that, then I turn around and give. I'm going to give $5 or $10 offering or whatever. I'm going to give an offering. And the devil's like, you ain't got no money after myself. But that's all right, though. Because I don't have much to do with it anyway. But I know when I do this, that's going to bring me more back. Not just in money, but my health and everything else. Amen. And I had a bill that I had written out. I ain't going to tell y'all to do it like that. But I say, I know I would get something in by the time before it gets there. I don't like to do stuff like that. But I tell you, the God is so good. And I had a bill that I thought it was going to takes a while for it to get where it's going. And I know I was going to get some more money a couple days after then. And I said, I don't really like to do that, but I know it's going to be there. And I just want to do that. I don't do it. I try not to do it all the time. But I was thinking about how sister called me yesterday and told me that they was coming by. And when they got ready to leave, they had me an envelope. I didn't tell them nothing. It was $100 in an envelope. Amen. I'm just telling you how God would move for you when you put him first. I'm just telling you. I ain't telling y'all who's sister, what y'all can do. Y'all figuring out. Yeah, I'm sure y'all ain't got energy to do all that in your mind. Keep your mind on the Lord. But anyway, how they just say, I just want to be a blessing to you. And they left on out the door. The whole time they was there, they never said anything. I never knew that I was going to be getting anything. I never even asked. And I told them later, I said, you know what? I said, I'm just thinking about that. I said, this bill that I'm paying, I said, that go towards that. Amen. I by faith moving. And the Lord put it back there for me. Amen. And then I said, I remember the other day with the little check I got, I just did like to get my tithes up. I said, Lord, you can't be any giving. But when you don't do those things, the devourer will devour your money. The Lord said, I will rebuke the devourer. A devourer is something that takes from you. Come on, give God the praise. It pulls stuff from you. Amen. It just gets pulled. Amen. Yeah, like people, I can't get ahead. I can't get ahead. I ain't got nothing to give God. When you get through, when it's all said up, you think you don't have nothing to give God. And then when you look around and you be wondering like, I ain't got no money to pay this bill. I ain't got no money to pay this bill. Where all my money went? Got holes in your pocket. Bible speaks about holes in your pocket. Can I get amen? Don't give God nothing. Give God something to work with. It's like a sacrificial offer. Like, pray over the Lord in Jesus' name. I need a big financial breakthrough, Lord. I take in Jesus' name. I'm giving this money. I don't really have it, but I'm giving this money, Lord. I give it as a sign that I need a breakthrough. You think God going to let you down? No, he will not. He will surely bless you. Amen. And sometimes, even if he doesn't bless you with money, He's going to bless you with health. Because you can't buy health, honey. Yeah. Amen. You need your health to get out and work. Amen. Now, at the end of the day, you need money and I need money too. But this thing, if you can't get out and work because your health is bad, which one would you want first? Yeah. The health. Amen. Amen. So that God bless you. If he don't bless you with money, he gonna bless you with the hell. Amen. And we look like I don't have money to pay nobody. Amen. Just remember, do your math. Google, get your phone out of Google, the spiritual phone. Just see what have I given to the Lord today. Is it stuff on this side or was nothing on that side? Amen. Yeah. God knows if you don't have it to give, that means when you don't have it to give, it means you're not employed. Yeah. It's not like you're employed and I don't have it to give. That devil is a lie. If you employed, you have it to give. You choose to give it or choose not to give it. But if you don't have a job, you don't. Yeah, but God have you to do other things, and He'll put money in your hands. Somebody give God the praise. But He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." And remember, I said the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink. The kingdom of God is righteousness. He's meant seek his righteousness, seek his joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom is. And he said, if you seek me first, he said, these other things that you stand in need of, these other things that's troubling you, that seem like, oh, Lord, I need them. He said, I'm going to add them to you. But that's his pattern. That's his protocol. You have to do one thing and like to have a chain reaction for the other thing to happen. Amen. If you don't seek God first, you don't put God first, then he can't add the other things into you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And this other scripture is so good right here behind it. It said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. God is saying, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what you're going to do about something that you don't know what you're going to do. Now, when you know, if you got an answer to a solution, you take care of it. But when you don't have a solution or answer to it, then you trust him to work it out for you. Talk to him. Say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I need you to make a way. You know, I need you to fix this. How many know God is a God that overrides stuff? Amen. God is a God of favor. Amen. Somebody say favor is not fair. But God would give you favor when, amen, they are work with you. You be like, maybe somebody else didn't get that favor. And they say, well, we ain't going to do, we going to wait till you can pay us something. He'll work it out for you. Amen. Amen. But you got to make wise choices. You can't continue to make unwise choices because you're going to keep going over the same thing. Somebody give God the praise. Take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself, sufficient until the day is evil thereof. God is saying, in other words, don't worry about tomorrow. Now, he's not telling us to be negligent. He's not telling us not to take care of our business. He wants us to be steady. You got to be steady to take care of your business. Amen? Let's say you live in a house. Oh, you don't have to live in a house anywhere. You live in a house. You know, I mean, common sense knows if you don't pay your rent, you don't pay your mortgage, or you don't pay your lights, you don't pay your gas, common sense know that you're going to get stuff cut off, and eventually you're going to get put out. Yeah. That's common sense. Yeah. Can't say the devil put me out. Can't say you got to stay steady on the job. You got to go to get up and go to work where you don't feel like going. Amen. You got to pay your bills. You got to call people. I tell you, I used to didn't do this. I used to didn't like to call people because I didn't know what to tell them. You got to call people. You can't sit there, well, I can't pay it, but don't call them because, see, the man will be standing at your meter, you know, cutting stuff off, and you be out there, you know, angel, you ain't said nothing. Yeah. Now, you know, God look for you to do something. Amen. You have money, you can't go and throw your money all around the place. You know, you can't afford that, you can't afford that. You can't afford to go get nothing at Penny's or none of those places. That's not just a high place to go. But I'm just saying, if Family Dollar or Dollar Store was in your budget, you better do Family Style and Dollar Store and do that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. If you want to get up there and do Penny's and they don't have no pennies for the next day. The devil is a lie. Amen. You can't go and eat at some real fancy place and you ain't got nothing on your table. Amen. It takes me about 60 years old by now to just kind of go. I said myself, I'm 60 years old. My God, I can't go somewhere and get something to eat when I want to. Lord, that's a shame. I'm not. Now, I could, you know, maybe you got smaller kids and stuff. You can't go and sit in all the places to eat because what your children going to eat? Amen. Pork and beans or hot dogs? You got to feed them. Stuff. I'm saying, you got to just think logic. Think sensible. Amen. Amen. Am I right there? Amen. Yeah, you, I mean, really. You can't, I mean, when I'm going to go over here You know, I ain't impressed none of y'all. Because somebody, my other son, a long time ago, he was taking us, I forgot what place it was, and it was some of his expensive place. I said, I don't even like that food. He could have gave me the money. I could go somewhere where I want to eat. It ain't all about the I want y'all to know that I'm going big time over here. I don't need all that. Just give me the money. I don't really like nobody really do nothing like that. Just give me the money. You might not like what, I might not like what you had. That's nice. My son, they more, they give me stuff with the price tags on them because they know that I'm probably going to take them back if I don't like it. I love them. I think if you're going to pay a whole lot of money for some perfume, I can go get me some two or three bottles for that if I want. I know what to do. Amen. Amen. I ain't going to let that, I don't care if the Lord make me rich today or tomorrow. I got common sense. I still going to still go to Penny's or wherever I want to go. Amen. I'm going to do it. I love to shop. Somebody say, shop till you drop. Amen. It took a good while. I told Lord the other day, I said, Lord, I mean, I might not be sparkly. I'm not sparkly type. Hats and things and all that. I'm just like to be conservative. I move too much to have big floppy hat on my head and all that stuff. Hot. Amen. I like to just be this. I'm just conservative dressed as long as I'm neat. And I'm not going to, you know, I got a mirror. I ain't going to have strings all down my clothes and just looking there. I know how to look. But I'm just saying, I'm not a real vain person. Sparkling. Well, I'm going to prove to you to have sparkles, or I'm going to prove to you to have shoes I can't even walk in. Yeah. You know, be real. Be for real. If I like these, they low enough for me, amen. I used to have higher heels, but honey, I wear these, they comfortable for me. I'm moving around too much. Amen. I get up here and trip on some tall heel. I ain't got nothing wrong with them. Say whoever want to wear them. But I'm, that's not for me. Amen. So that's what, stay within your means. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Stay within your means, amen. And you'll be able to make it. You getting all out your means stuff, you won't be able to keep nothing. Because it wasn't yours from the very beginning. Right. Somebody give God the praise. I said, you get out of your range, you won't be able to keep nothing because it wasn't yours from the beginning. Amen. About stuff that you didn't even have money by. We all done did it. Amen. And paying for it today. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. God is helping us. Amen. Live within your means. Amen. And then God see fit. He see you know how to do that. Then he going to start putting you out there, and amen, you'll be able to go and get something without looking at it 10 hours and see, can I afford it? Am I right? Go to the grocery store. Woo, this too high. $2. That's high. Everybody got time for that. Just pick up stuff and buy it. Amen. If you've managed your stuff, you'll be able to just pick up and buy it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. How many glad that God's moving you on to another season in your life? Amen. Amen. But we used to look back out there, look around about done. We're looking up. We used to look at other people long time ago. Oh, they got this. They got nice car. They got this, not another. But you don't know. Everybody got a nice car, nice house. You don't know the struggle that they may be under just to keep that. Amen. Some people might have it and able to maintain, but it's horrible to have something nice like that and you can't sleep at night because you don't know how you're going to pay for it. Amen. That's stress. Amen. Who wants to be up under something like that? Like my car, it's 12 years old. I'm still riding with it till God change it. There is something else I want, but I can wait on it. Amen. I can wait on it. The Lord bless me with a companion. I might not want to wait. I can wait on that too. I don't want nobody to give me a nervous breakdown. Amen. And I don't want to give nobody else a nervous breakdown. Because it goes both ways. Where you think that you got it all together, and I need somebody for this, they may think you're going to drive them crazy. It goes both ways. Somebody give God the praise. I'm done. Everybody stand to your feet. Amen. Y'all got all little extra stuff. They like when I say all that little stuff, especially little sister Tiffany over there. She gets so tickled. I hear her on the CD, she just be laughing. Somebody give God the praise and wave your hand. How many of you appreciate the word today? Amen. Come on, give God a hand praise. Says, thanking God for his word today. Amen. How many, God's words come like a hammer. Amen. It's a two-edged sword. It don't come this one way. It comes back this way because as it comes out there, it comes back here for me too. Amen. And you can rejoice with the word of God being preached. Amen. That means you are developed. You able to be developed. Amen. If the word is too hard for you, you can't digest the word. Amen. You'll never be made. But you can be made. Amen. I always, when I was at my home church, I love preach to me. Tell me the truth. Don't tell me something not going to help me. Tell me the truth. Nothing was, the word was never too hard for me. But a lot of time when people, when you all up on their toes, all up top of their head, you tap dancing on their head, their toes and everything, that's because they in that place, they can't stand it. Woo! Wiggle it. Wish I can get up and run. Let that word marinate. Somebody say, let it marinate. Let it stir in your soul. It'll make you a better person. Somebody give God the praise. Come on and wave your hands to the Lord. Every eye closed as we're praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for all that you do. All that you do, all that you've done, and yet what you're going to do. Lord, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Somebody give God the praise. Lift your hands and give God the praise. Glory to God. I heard a preacher say yesterday, he said, if you don't get this, you can't go to, you don't get A, you can't go to B. He said, if y'all don't get this, what I'm saying, you won't go to the next level. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Just like your parents, if they put food before you, when they children, and the children don't like vegetables, they just want all sweets. Amen. You don't. You be saying you better eat them vegetables. You don't get nothing else. That's what God says to us. You don't eat. Glory to God. What I'm giving you, don't get nothing else. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. How many of you love the word of God? Lift up both hands if you love the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a cleansing agent. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise.